Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Carver High, would you go through the new list of potential Dez landing spots on top of my San Francisco, Carolina injunctions?
Yes, Adam Schefter tweeted less than an hour ago. Four teams that some believe could show varying levels of interest in Dez Bryant. Arizona, although it says here, issue is that there's very little money left for them to spend.
So they won't do it.
Baltimore, they say room even with Michael Crabtree. So Baltimore can go from, you know, a so-so receiving core to maybe Crabtree and Dez Bryant.
Having a great receiving core with no one able to throw the ball to them.
There's RG3 there now.
Oh, no. Neither one of them can throw over 25 yards.
The next team he has listed here is Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Wouldn't be the NFC East, but the AFC.
Peterman!
Starved for wide receiver help, the Bills. And finally, and this one you could just see, I could just see this happening, Green Bay as a replacement for Jordy Nelson.
Aaron Rodgers hooking up with Dez. You think Dez would like to play in the frozen tundra?
I think that, you know what, probably. I think he wants to play with somebody who's going to get him the football, honestly. I don't think he cares where that is.
I think he does care where it is. He wants to play in the NFC East and get even with the Cowboys. I love that he's got revenge.
I don't know if those other three teams want to do that.
They don't, but how stupid are the Giants?
The Giants already got one diva receiver.
Yeah, but he knows now. That guy knows now he's no longer the diva.
Oh, no, he does not.
Oh, so you think he still thinks he's the number one guy?
Dez Bryant?
He thinks he's number one.
Did you listen to him all day today after he walked out of the place?
Yeah, he just blamed everyone for his problems.
That guy still thinks that he is the top of the top, okay?
He knows he's not with those numbers he put up.
I don't believe that.
His numbers fell off a cliff.
He's got excuses. That guy thinks he's the best walking around.
Yeah, he's imagining things.
Because immediately he ran around and started telling everybody today. I'm telling you, that guy thinks that he deserves all the money that he deserves everything he gets.
In the past two seasons, Bryant caught 119 passes for 1,600 yards, 14 TDs. And those numbers are way off, right? The downslope of his career, he hasn't hit the 1,000-yard mark since 2014, and he would have hit free agency in mid-April, long after most teams drew Bucks had free agents. But allegedly, none of those teams are interested in him, the East. They don't want him. I don't know. Listen, if I'm the Giants, seriously, they have Odell Beckham, who gets every cent of attention on a defense, is all directed at Beckham, right? It's just all pointed to him, which would mean everyone else is basically left in single coverage and in opportunistic patterns. I mean, they got a chance to throw the ball to everybody else. In my opinion, you don't take advantage of OBJ by throwing to everybody else. You're stupid. Open it up. I mean, I think he'd fit on that team like a glove. I really do. And I'll tell you another thing. Garoppolo throw to him till his arm fell off.
That I could see.
You could see him going to San Francisco?
He'd be the man there.
I think he could.
He needs to be the man.
I think he could still be the man in San Francisco.
He absolutely would be.
Do you think that Cam Newton would throw to him?
Yeah, he'd be the man there.
I like those two teams. I really do. Niners and Carolina. I think there's an opportunity there. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. Phil in Georgia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, I think.
Yo, what's up?
I believe he would play real good with Atlanta Falcons, because Julio Jones on one side and Derrick Brown on the other side.
Aren't they already loaded at receiver with on the Falcons?
I got Monis Sanu, but he ain't doing that good. But Julio Jones on one side and Julio Jones, I'm saying, Derrick Brown on one side and Julio Jones on the other side. Got Matt Ryan throwing to him.
They got Julio Jones, Sanu. Who else?
And Derrick Brown.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm buying that. But, you know, look, I think he'd fit on there, too. I mean, Matt Ryan would go crazy if they added him to that receiving corps. Jose in North Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, Pharrell? Can I get a shot of crown with a Corona?
Can we get him a crown and Corona with a lime? Check it out.
Two questions. Is $14 million cap space enough to get Dez Bryant? And what do you think about him in New England? Because that's what their cap space looks like.
Listen, you know, everyone thought immediately that he would end up there because, as always, every player ends up with the Patriots. Like, every guy that's available in the NFL goes to the Patriots and plays for Belichick and Brady. And I'm sure that everybody thinks he's going to end up there. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up there. I mean, I think he's going to find out the hard way that he's not worth anything anymore. They're going to just go right to the stats, and he's going to get paid accordingly on his drop-off numbers. That's all there is. They're not going to do your glory years. They're going to go right back to what you're doing now.
And he'll sit down at the table and say, I didn't have a great quarterback thrown to me the last 2 years.
So you're now all of a sudden that guy, Dak, is no good?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying he might say that.
I don't think anyone in some other NFL office is going to listen to that.
I mean, you can make the case. I mean, he wasn't that good this year. And the year before that, a lot of what he did was successful off of their running game. Their running game led the charge for him to get a little play action, get a little something going. That could be something that he sits down and says.
Mafia, you're
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.